بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. We are still in this last chapter in which the signs of Qiyamah, Dajjal and various hadith or various subject matters are discussed. Another hadith as we read yesterday about Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, what a wonderful decision he had made, and wow, how Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with great wisdom in making correct judgments. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Kanat imra'atan ma'ahuma ibnahuma. There were two women that was in the time of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, and with them were their two little children. Maybe very similar looking, just born, just new babies, and not easy to make out the difference between babies. But those babies were with them. جَاءَ الذِّئْبُ فَذَهَبَ بِإِبْنِ إِحْدَاهُمَا. A wolf came and it took away one of the babies. One of the two babies, a wolf came and devoured it, took it away. فَقَالَتْ لِصَاحِبَتِهَا. Then one of those lay mothers said to the other one, إِنَّمَا ذَهَبَ بِإِبْنِكَ. That he has taken your child. وَقَالَتِ الْأُخْرَى. And the other one said, إِنَّمَا ذَهَبَ بِإِبْنِكَ. He has taken your child. In other words, there was now a dispute and an argument. The one mother is saying, he took your child. And the other one is saying, he took your child. And the child that is left, both were claiming that child. فَتَحَاكَمَا إِلَىٰ دَعُودَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. They took this matter for judgment to Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam. فَقَضَى بِهِ لِلْكُبْرَى. Then he made a decision for this, a judgment, that this child is the child of the elder woman, the woman that was elder. فَخَرَجَتَا عَلَىٰ سُلَيْمَانِ بْنِ دَعُودَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Then they went to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, who was the son of Dawood alayhi salam. And both father and son, Allah had given them great wisdom to make decisions. Yesterday we saw where Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam had made such a great decision, and yet after they went from Dawood alayhi salam, they went to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. فَأَخْبَرَتَاهُ. And they informed him of the predicament, the case, what there is, this argument between them. فَقَالَ إِئْتُنِي بِالسِّكِّينَ أَشُقُّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا. And he did a very wise thing, which is called hila. He said, bring a knife, let me cut this child into two. And then the child can be given half-half to one mother and other half. Both are claiming them. And he had a great wisdom behind us. فَقَالَتِ الصُّغْرَى. The younger woman then claimed, shouted out and said, لَا تَفْعَلْ. Don't do that. رَحِمَكُ اللَّهُ. May Allah have mercy on you. Please don't cut this child. هُوَ إِبْنُهَا. She belongs to the other woman, the elder woman. فَقَضَى بِهِ لِلصُّغْرَى. And then he made a decision, a judgment, that it belongs to this younger woman, the one who said, don't cut him. And the wisdom behind was this: any mother, her child, even if she can't have the child, but she doesn't want any harm to come to the child. So she was prepared to forego the child, let the child go to the other woman, but the child must not be cut. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had made this khila, that is a legal stratagem to ascertain the true mother of the child. Because he knew that a true mother would never permit her child to be killed. This proves the permissibility of using a hila to establish the truth or to benefit Islam. But on the other hand, this hila for purposes that harm Islam or Muslims are grave sin, and they are not permissible at all. It is only permissible if the end object is a noble one, and that is for the benefit of Islam and Muslims. And also we learn from here that Allah gives us great wisdom to whomsoever He wants to. Yea, He gave it to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, who had made this wonderful decision, and he ascertained very correctly whose child it actually is. وعن مرداس الأسلمي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Hazrat Mirdas Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَذْهَبُ الصَّالِحُونَ الْأَوَّلْ فَالْأَوَّلْ. The good and righteous people will be taken first. All the good and righteous people will be taken away, one after the other. وَيَبْقَى حُثَادَةٌ كَحُثَادَةِ الشَّعِيرِ أَوِ التَّمَرِ. And then only the residue, the waste of it, the skin, the outside cover of it, only that will remain. In other words, all the useless and bad things will remain. لَا يُبَالِهُمُ اللَّهُ بَعْلَةً. And Allah will have no care for those people. That is, as we explained in quite a few hadith it had come, that as time will go and Qiyamah comes nearer, then all the righteous people will be taken away, till the time will come when a breeze will blow and every mu'min, everyone who has got even a little bit of iman left, that person will be taken away. And Qiyamah will come on the worst type of people, who will commit the worst type of sins, will commit them publicly and will boast about their sins. On such people Qiyamah will come. The hadith explains that morality and spirituality will decrease to such an extent that at the end of time no righteous person will remain. At that time open sinners and people of evil repute will dominate and assume leadership positions. Just as residue, the waste of things, has no value, these sinners will have no value in Allah's sight as well. One should cling to the people of knowledge and virtue, the righteous people, because they are beloved to Allah Ta'ala. One should not oppose them for fear of being deprived of Allah's mercy. That is, as time will go on, dunya's benefits will accrue and there will be great benefits of dunya from the other line, from dunya's line, from the people of dunya. And because by nature man wants dunya's benefits, he will cling to them. But the real value are with the righteous and the pious people. The man of true knowledge and the man of true piety, the goodness and righteousness is with such people. So we should try and always cling to them, and especially at such times. Though also, as this hadith makes it clear, and many other hadith, as time for Qiyamah will come, these people will become less and less, and they won't be popular either. The other people will be popular and they will be more, from where we will get our dunya. And man wants dunya, enjoyment of dunya. So we are advised that stick to the people of true knowledge and true piety. The other point that we should note, the death of the righteous heralds the approach of Qiyamah. As Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that my coming is the first sign of Qiyamah. That is, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the last Nabi. No Nabi is going to come. After this, Qiyamah will come. And also, after Allah Ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam away, the greatest boon and gift that was given to mankind was taken away. And after that, of course, the righteous khulafa, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum left, and then all the righteous people are going. Whatever we have, we should try and always stick to the righteous and the pious and the people of knowledge, of the correct knowledge of deen, and who practice on the correct knowledge of deen. May Allah make us all of them. Wa akhiru da'wana.